Welcome to the Fast Foodies, your home for all things fast food. I'm Isaac.
And I'm Sam. If you eat food, then this is the podcast for you, because that's all we talk about.
Get ready for spicy takes and fresh food. Now let's get into it. Hello, everyone. Today, we have a last minute change. I know we said last week that we were going to rank Mexican food.
That was a lie.
After some deliberation, me and Sam have decided we're not going to rank Mexican food. Instead, we're going to rank
pizza.
Pizza. Yes. I love pizza.
Pizza is so good.
If hamburgers aren't the number one American classic, it's pizza. And those are like tied for first. So it would be wrong to not rank pizza. Now, usually we give you guys an opportunity to rank along with us on Tier Maker with the link in the description. But today, there is no Tier Maker for the pizza because we didn't get to put the pizza in Tier Maker because this was a last minute decision.
Just use your imagination and rank them that way.
Or, you know, old pen and paper can work as well. Pizza has these red circles on it called pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
And in my opinion, it's the best pizza topping.
What?
What? You disagree?
Brother. No.
Are we including toppings on these pizza? Like, what is the baseline for each of these restaurants?
Cheese.
So just a cheese pizza? I can't do that.
I'm saying every pizza has cheese on it usually.
Right.
And so therefore, it's by default the best topping because every pizza has it. That's why it's so good.
Cheese is not even a topping. Cheese is the pizza. There's no pizza without cheese. Versus pepperoni. So like you have ice cream. And the base ice cream is like made out of milk.
Yeah.
And the milk in the ice cream is like the cheese on the pizza. There's no ice cream without that cheese or without the milk. Just like pizza, there's no pizza without the cheese.
You can have bread though. There's no pizza without the dough.
And this is why we call it like a breadstick and not a pizza stick, because there's no cheese and sauce. It's not like an automatic on there. It's just a piece of bread.
Order up, chow down, and let's rank some pizza.
All right. Starting us off with one of the less popular pizza chains on this list, Cece's Pizza.
Pizza? Who are you?
Like the Leaning Tower.
You know, Cece's makes me lean over because I feel fat after eating there.
Dude. Okay, honestly, man, I used to love Cece's as a little kid. I would go there for my birthday.
You were that kid.
I was that kid, man.
Dang.
I'd bring my whole family and they'd be up in the kitchen. You know, cooking it up, and I'd be chowing down like four slices of pizza at one time.
You know, Cece's, it's kind of like the sad version of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like the pizza is better, I think, probably, or at least like you get more, but the arcade in Cece's is just really sad. It's like when your parents aren't fun. I'm not saying anything about you personally. I'm just saying like Cece's seems like the place where you take your kid when you're like, sorry, we can't have your birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. We're going to go to Cece's instead, where there's not a mouse mascot. Instead, you just have a tatted up guy who's making minimum wage.
It's just true. But for me, it was like when I got too old to go to Chuck E. Cheese,
okay, that
then
makes
I was
sense.
Going to Cece's because it's like, where else do we go?
It's more about the food at that point than it is the games.
Yeah. And, you know, being with your family and everything. And of course, the arcade, I'd argue that the arcade at Cece's is not really for playing games. It's there so that you can hide in the corner and like kiss your girlfriend or whatever without anybody seeing you. There's like no lights in there, man.
It might be true. It's so sketch. And the floor, I don't even want to talk about the floor. It's nasty. But when I was marathon training, it is a great carb loader for like $6, $7, unlimited pizza and salad and desserts is fantastic.
It is pretty good. As far as the actual food goes, I used to love it as a kid, but now going back there, I'm like, dude, this pizza kind of tastes like cardboard. And one time I bit into the brownie and there was a literal staple in my brownie. And
no
I was
way.
Like, bruh.
That's a crime.
It was in there. I was like 8 years old. And so if I was older, I would have been like, yo, I'm suing Cece's. But I was like, oh, that's a little staple. That's kind of cool.
And then let me guess, you went back and ate more.
Yeah.
Not a big shock. I loved Cece's when I was a little kid. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, this isn't that good. And then since going back in the last like year, it's been like, no, this is amazing. Even though the food quality is not that great, when you're the one paying, when you're a kid, it's like, oh, I'm not paying. All I care about is like how good it is. But when you're paying and you understand the value and the quality doesn't matter quite as much when you're paying, because it's like, if it's really cheap, it's really cheap. So when I was trying to eat like 3,000 calories in one meal after like running 20 miles, Cece's was the place to go. And for that reason, I'm going to put it in yummy. Even though the food probably more like edible, but when you get unlimited, it can be yummy.
Yeah, I would agree that the food is more in the edible category, but you get unlimited amounts of it. And I have good shot of memories there. So I'd probably put it in yummy.
And the desserts. The desserts are actually like delicious.
Dude, their brownies are so good.
Yeah, the brownies and the little cinnamon rolls.
They might come with staples, but they're really tasty.
All right, next up, we're going to rank a pizza place that I really didn't hear of growing up in Michigan. But here in Texas, it's a little bit more known, and that is Marco's Pizza.
Marco, who is Marco?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say the founder.
That's probably a good guess. Honestly, I had never heard of Marco's Pizza until I got to Segu, until I got to this college.
Really?
Until I was in college, I was like, yo, you know, you got Papa John's, Domino's, you got all these different pizza places. I get to college and they're like, hey, let's get some Marco's Pizza. And I'm like, who?
Who's asking you that?
My friends. At one of my jobs here while I was at college, my boss bought us pizza and it was all from Marco's. I was like, who is this? What is this pizza place? As we were eating that pizza, all the toppings were like falling off.
Here's my problem with Marco's. It feels like wilty whenever you hold it. It's like, it's not firm and it's not crispy.
It's so true.
You pick it up and it immediately like flops down. Like if this was on the Dave Portnoy one bite, everyone knows the rules, man would give him like a one because of how like it just falls over.
It's so true. I can imagine, I can recall the exact moment I picked up a slice of that pizza and it was like, it looked like that one tree in Charlie Brown. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
With the one ornament that just brings the entire tree down.
The Christmas tree.
That's what it looked like. It just was so pathetic and sad. And I was like, bro, you got to tell me you paid $2 for this, please.
And then, so the sauce is interesting tasting.
The what?
Like the sauce.
We don't want to go there.
Oh my gosh. Not this again. The pizza sauce is interesting tasting. And it's like a little sweet, I feel like. I don't hate it. But something about the sauce and the cheese, they don't like stick together. I feel like the cheese always slips off. And then you're just left with sauce and crust. And that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. I do agree. It's like the pizza's not being held together very well. They needed to add more pizza glue into that pizza.
Speaking of pizza glue, have you seen how they make pizza commercials? Instead of cheese, they have glue in between the slices. That's why it looks so stretchy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. When they pull the slice out of the whole pizza and it's like, Oh, there's cheese all over it. No, it's just glue. Because like Elmer's glue, that type of thing, looks exactly the same when it's in the middle of drying.
Okay, so I looked this up. Some pizza chains allegedly do use glue, but other pizza chains have like denied it and said that no, like you could eat the pizzas that are on their commercials. Like Papa John's is like, nah, bro, you don't use no glue, that's gross.
But look at who Papa John was, literally the fakest man alive. He looked like he was made out of plastic surgery.
Just because Papa John's, the company, says something doesn't mean that's Mr. John himself.
Well, they got rid of it. They got rid of it.
Exactly, exactly. So it's like, it could be, you know, Jerry from marketing saying that. And I believe him. I believe Jerry from marketing.
Where does Jerry from marketing rank Marco's?
For Marco's, I'm going to have to put them in edible. But I will give them some points for, like, it's a cheap pizza. If you need some really, really cheap pizza out for delivery, Marco's is a good way to go. Because CeCe's does not deliver anymore.
I think I'm going to put Marco's in yummy in front of CeCe's. Just because the quality is just better. It's there. I'll take a Marco's pizza over a CeCe's. And since we're mostly ranking on flavor here, I really got to give it to him over CeCe's. So Marco's goes in yummy.
All right, next up, we're getting into the big wigs here. Let's do Pizza Hut. Yeah, you can't out Pizza the Hut.
We'll see about that today.
You can indeed out Pizza the Hut.
Pizza Hut? So I have fond memories of Pizza Hut. They had this thing back in the day called the Book It program, which was a way to get free pizza as a kid by just reading books. So you read books, you had like your parents sign off on it, and you get a free personal pizza. It was the best memories. I remember being like too young to be a part of the program, and I'd try to steal a slice from my siblings because like they were getting pizza, and sometimes I wouldn't. It was really sad because like my parents weren't about to buy me a pizza when it wasn't free, so they got me something else or something. But the Book It pizzas always looked so good, and occasionally I'd get to try it, and I was like, I can't wait till I grow up and I can be a Book It pizza eater. And so finally I was old enough to do it, and I would read and read, and then I'd go and get my Book It pizzas. They were so good. The little circular thing, it was not big enough, but it was so delicious. Those four tiny little slices. And then I aged out of it and I couldn't get it anymore. But I stand on this. Pizza Hut is my favorite of the big Pizza Hut or of the big pizza chains. So I'm putting Pizza Hut in scrumptious.
Wow, that's actually wild. So they don't do the Book It stuff anymore?
I would guess probably not anymore, just because they're probably giving out too many free things and they don't don't care about kids reading books. I would guess that they don't do it anymore, but I hope they do.
No, they still do it.
They do. Nice. I'm going to have to get my kids in that.
You
if
can
I have
sign
kids.
Up right now for the 2024-2025 program.
Talk about a company with a good heart. They're trying to get kids to read, and kids these days don't want to read.
Yeah, Pizza Hut really wants kids to go far and do their reading, and in return, as a reward, they're going to give them high cholesterol.
Where are you going to rank them?
Pizza Hut is really good. I think that their pizza is a little bit, it's not like the most expensive thing, but for the quality of their pizza, I'm paying a little bit too much for this, you know? Maybe like $2 over what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, price-wise, it's definitely not the top one, but I mostly ranked it on taste.
Yeah, but as far as taste goes, I mean, they're arrogant with their marketing. You can't out Pizza the Hut. And I'm like, you know, you got the right to do that. Your pizza's pretty good. I don't think that they're the best, but they have really good pizza and they know it. So I'm putting it in delicious.
Next up, let's rank Detroit's own Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
You know, they just built a new stadium for the Detroit Pistons and the Detroit Red Wings called Little Caesars Arena. Haven't been yet, but it's a nice stadium.
For the pizza?
I mean, they're just the sponsor of the stadium. I mean, I bet they probably sell Little Caesars in the stadium.
Imagine you go to Little Caesars Stadium and they're in there selling like Papa John's instead.
That would be messed up. So what do you think about Little Caesars pizza?
Little Caesars is pretty good. Really, my only experience with Little Caesars has been when our professor, Mr. Price, has like bought the whole class Little Caesars pizza because we're having like a long day of shooting or we're just doing something for a long time. Honestly, it's pretty good. I had to stop myself from eating a lot of the pizza because I'm like, other people need this pizza too. It's from Detroit and they really know how to make pizza, you know? That's why you have Detroit.
Detroit style pizza.
Detroit style pizza.
And it's the best. It's my favorite. We're not ranking that today, but if we were ranking styles of pizza, screw New York, screw Chicago. Yeah. Detroit style pizza is number one.
Detroit, they know how to do it, and that's why, you know, they have their own style. So I'm putting Little Caesars up there in delicious before, like, above Pizza Hut.
I'm very glad with that ranking. I'm happy to see you didn't disrespect Little Caesars like that, because Little Caesars is what I grew up on. We lived right down the street from it. I remember getting pizza. It was automatic. I knew it was Little Caesars or maybe frozen pizza, but that was always disappointing. Little Caesars is value at its best. I mean, they have raised the price, but $5, it's a classic. $5 hot and ready pizza. You know it's going to be ready when you get in there. You don't even have to order ahead. Like, who else can do that? No other pizza place is just there ready for you to come get a pizza.
It's like the prodigal son when he comes back home after being away for so long. The father's just there like, I got you a hot and ready pizza just for you. You bite into that pizza and man, the feeling of coming back home after a long absence.
It's just like that. Just like that. Though, one downside. I would say, and this is probably most pizza places, Little Caesars changes a lot based on the location. I remember at my old house, we lived in between two Little Caesars. One of them made the worst Little Caesars pizza I've ever had. And one of them made a very solid Little Caesars pizza. And so it was like, we're never going to that one to make a horrible one. One time we went there and got a pizza. And I remember the crust was about 3 or 4 inches in length until you get to the sauce. Like, who wants that much crust? Nobody. These people don't know how to make pizza. But then other ones, it's like, you got a pro back there making pizza. I know he's 17 and getting paid minimum wage, but he knows what he's doing. Pay that man more. Little Caesars as a whole, I'm going to put in delicious, but some of them are like barely edible and others are like, this is scrumptious. But on average, they're delicious. And the value, it's just fantastic.
Unbeatable value, but they definitely do have a wide range of tastes, I guess. Next up, we're going to go into Domino's.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, you like Domino's, huh? You like Domino's?
Not as much as Pizza Hut, but I'm not foreshadowing anything.
Domino's, I've had some bad experiences with Domino's, man. But as far as the taste goes, Domino's is like hit or miss, man. It feels like there's like a 50% chance for Domino's pizza to actually be like really good. The other half of the time, I'm eating like regurgitated vomit.
Did you just compare Domino's pizza to regurgitated vomit?
Half of the time.
Weird.
They're not trustworthy is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I don't trust them, you know? I feel like it's just, I've been hurt too many times to really trust them anymore. The toppings just aren't that good. Honestly, they don't even have as many options as I would like them to have. They have like the build your own pizza program or whatever you would call it, but they have like 3 ingredients, man. They have like nothing on there. And I'm like, brother, where's the pineapple for one?
Pineapple belongs on pizza. It's like probably my second favorite topping.
No, but I'm a big fan of Alfredo pizza, like with Alfredo cheese. And Domino's.
You mean just Alfredo sauce?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, with Alfredo sauce.
Man's trying to get sauce out of everything. He will never say the word sauce again, even if he is talking about sauce.
Alfredo pizza is just cheese pizza with Alfredo sauce instead of tomato sauce. Domino's doesn't have it at all. Like, I went in there and I was like, brother, what is going on here? That combined with how many times I've been hurt by Domino's, I'm done. So I'm putting them in. Honestly, I'm putting them in edible behind Marcos.
That is rough. Behind that is crazy. Marcos.
That's right. You can hate me all you want, but trick me once, you know, shame on me. Trick me twice, shame on you. Trick me three times, we're done.
We're done? You're going in edible.
We're done. No more pizza. We're done.
I myself, I like Domino's. Quality-wise, very good pizza. Price-wise, too expensive most of the time. I definitely miss growing up in Michigan. They had really good Detroit-style pizza from Domino's with the square crust and then cheese baked on the crust. It was so good, and I always loved that pizza, but you can't get it down here. So for that reason, I'm putting them in delicious, but actually I'm going to put them behind Little Caesars because the price, it just makes them, it makes me not want to get them as much. So yeah. And for our last restaurant of the day, Papa John's.
Papa John's. Oh yeah.
I think Sam might have been saving this one for last. I wonder why.
Yep. I love Papa John's. Okay. Now Papa John, Mr. Papa John, me and him, we're not friends, okay? I don't associate with Mr. Papa John. But Papa John's, the restaurant, we're like best friends, okay? By the way, if you want like a secret, if you go online and you put in the coupon code SM25, all right? SM25, that will give you 25% off of your entire order. It's a special coupon code.
Always?
Always. Every single time.
Where did you find that?
I found out this code from Jordan Stallion, a guy who has a lot of fast food secrets. But an SM25, that's Sierra Mike 25, 25% off your order.
Who is Sierra Mike?
It's the NATO alphabet, brother. Oh. The phonetic alphabet.
Okay, I did not know that. All right, I might have to try that next time I'm randomly deciding to order Papa John's.
Taste, I think Papa John's has the best tasting pizza, at least that I've tried. They have Alfredo pizza, which is like, you know, Domino's, what are you doing? It's really, really good. The only issue with Papa John's is the price. Is way too expensive, I think.
For sure.
But then again, SM25, you know, 25% off. And I'm like, I'm chilling, bro. That's okay with me. Like, you know, that makes up for it. And yeah. So I'm putting Papa John's up there and scrumptious.
So I didn't really have Papa John's much growing up in Michigan. But since moving to Texas, it seems to be everyone's favorite pizza down here.
That's right.
Taste-wise, it is very good. I don't think it's quite up to Pizza Hut standards. And price, it is definitely more expensive than most of the competition. Apparently with this coupon code, you can get a lot off, but I didn't know that. One thing I will give to Papa John's is the variety of toppings and just different styles of pizza is great. You can have like the thin crust, which is delicious with like the jalapenos and the pineapple. It's just a great pizza. Or you can do whatever different types of sauces you want. It's solid. But again, the price is high. If we were doing strictly only flavor, I'd probably put it in delicious above Little Caesars and Domino's. But since we're doing price too, I gotta respect Little Caesars and put Papa John's behind it, but in front of Domino's. It's going in delicious. Let's review before we close.
So my rankings in scrumptious, the very tippity-toppity, Papa John's. Delicious, we got Little Caesars and Pizza Hut. Yummy, we have Cece's. And in edible, we have Marco's and then Domino's in last place. I'm going to get a lot of hate for that. But listen, man, I've just been hurt too many times, man, all right?
Yeah, I can't believe you ranked Domino's that low. Crazy. But okay, for me, scrumptious, we have Pizza Hut in first place. In delicious, we have Little Caesars in first, and then Papa John's and Domino's following behind. In yummy, Marco's, and in last place, Cece's. But no disrespect to Cece's, still a great establishment. And those are your rankings for today.
I just think that pizza is like the college student food, especially cheap pizza. Like, that's just, it's what you go to when you really need something that, like, you're trying to treat yourself, but you're not trying to spend, like, too much money, you know?
I honestly have not bought a pizza for myself since coming to college, mainly because I have it in the cafeteria, and then also, I can't eat a whole pizza by myself.
What?
And so I'd rather go get, like, some chicken tenders from Brahms with my shake and fries.
Yeah, I mean, I really like pizza. Pizza's awesome. It's like, ever since those Italians cooked that up over in Italy or whatever, chef's kiss with like the Italian finger hand thing. It's so good. And then I know we didn't rank it, but Tuscan slice, oh man. You get to take like your date there when you go out and get pizza because it's like a fancy restaurant, but it still sells pizza. Genius. genius.
All right, I know where Sam's taking his first date. Well, I guess he's already probably been on some dates, but his first date. Next week, we are going to be talking about fast food drinks.
Yep, you got your Baja Blast, your mango fruit stuff, you know, all the fast food drinks out there, you know.
There are some good ones, and I'm excited to rank them.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. I can't wait to rank the mango fruit mango.
But as for today, that was pizza on the fast foodies, and we will see you later.
Until the next time, my foodies, have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure to tune in next week for more fast food fun.
This has been the Fast Foodies Podcast,
where taste meets debate.